Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Inner Voice Intuitive Hour with your host, Jenny Seek.
Hi, folks. This is Jenny Seek, and this is your weekly forum for connecting with your intuitive process, all things metaphysical, and honoring and recognizing your soul self. Thanks for tuning in, and enjoy the ride.
Hi there, everybody. Thanks so much for tuning in to Inner Voice Intuitive Hour this evening. For folks who are not familiar with Inner Voice Intuitive Hour, this is a show for people who are interested in connecting with their intuition and understanding how that affects their manifesting, their intention setting process, and how it all starts with the imagination. So if those are topics that have really been itching at you, you are definitely in the right place today to talk about all those things and to think about all those things and to maybe have a deeper awareness or appreciation of how those energies are functioning in your life. So if you're here for the first time, I encourage you to share your shiny pretty picture with Inner Voice and with Insights Radio so we know that you're following the show and we can send you updates of future shows that are coming, and that would be great. And I want to let you know a little bit about what is coming up on Inner Voice and then the other shows that we're doing as well, because somehow it has gotten to be a rather long list. So with no further ado, on July 30th, I will have Gwen Montgomery coming on, and she's going to talk about intuitive transformation. She has a business called Intuitive Transformation. She does some videos on Blog Talk. Check her out. I just love the way she works with intuition, really asks some of the harder questions, you know, really helps you to move away from kind of what the culture tells us we should focus on and really find what the authentic self is asking us to connect with. So I just am really looking forward to having her on the show. And then on August 6th, which happens to be my birthday, I will be having Rick DiClemente back on. Rick was on the show for folks who got a chance to listen about a month and a half ago. And Rick is an archetypal astrologer, so he works with the way we construct story in our lives and the way we tell the stories of our lives and the way that we notice patterns in our lives. So he really has a different brand and take on astrology than a lot of other folks. I'm really excited because he offered to come back on the show and do a birthday horoscope for me, a natal chart for me, and he's going to talk about, you know, some of the strengths of the choices I've made, some of my growing edges and that sort of thing. He promises not to embarrass me. And so I'm really, really excited to be a guinea pig. So that should be a really, really fun show. Then I do encourage you to check out the Intuitive Light Community radio show. This is a show that I do with three other folks, Neuralexa Lassa, Denise Divine D, and JP Jackson. This Sunday at 3 o'clock will be Nuriel Exelaza doing his show, and he's going to do it on the homeless issue and how we have to move beyond identifying with shame and help people who are underprivileged or find themselves in that position. So it's going to be a really interesting show. We don't usually cover social topics so much, but I'm really, really excited to see, you know, what the content of this show is, because we have kind of just been, you know, kind of stepping outside of that box a little bit and exploring some of these social issues. So I really think it'll be a great show. Then the other thing that I encourage you to do is I just started doing a show with Michael Mapes Network. Michael Mapes is an intuitive practitioner and coach. He's amazing. He's very, very grounded in his application, and yet he also really, really connects with manifestation and some of these more magical energies, but he's found a really nice balance between the two. I'm doing a show for him on Michael Mapes Intuitive Coaching Radio, and that show is called Inner Light Insights. That's what it's called. And I just did the first show last Thursday at 11, so it's for the morning set, but you can tune in anytime on the archives. And I'm really excited to do a show on Thursday. Matter of fact, I just had a spiritual download in the house all about connecting with animal totems and how animal totems, different expressions of animal totems, represent different stages in our psyche and different aspects of our development, and how animals come to show us what some of our lessons and opportunities are by connecting with their spiritual energy. So I'm really excited to share that hour. So I hope you'll tune in for all of that. And now we have our guest tonight. And tonight I have Sherry Malakatoth. Sherry Malakatoth has a wonderful yoga studio in Powell, Ohio, called Om to Om. I have not been there, but I have friends who have, and it is just beautiful. The pictures online are just beautiful. It just has this very serene, peaceful air, and she's doing a lot of different kinds of practices out of there for whole wellness, total wellness, and I'm going to be quiet and let Sherry come on and tell you all about it. Sherry, are you there?
I'm here.
Hi. Thanks so much for...
Hi, Jenny.
Hi. Thanks so much for accepting the invite to be on Inner Voice tonight.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, usually when I have folks on Inner Voice, the first thing that I ask them is, like, how you came about this journey. I know from your biography that you have been in the wellness business and in working with wellness and holistic definitions of the self for about 15 years, but how did that come about in your early journey, and how did you start to piece together that this was part of what your vision was for your service and your calling?
Well, it's we could talk for hours about this, but it's really interesting how it came about. It's just, it's so awesome even when I think about it now. I have 24 plus years of professional interior design experience, and I'm also an artist, and that was my calling for a long time, was creating beautiful interiors, both residential and commercial. I painted, I would do commission pieces for the clients that I had, and I loved it, but I've always had, I knew that there was some other calling that I was supposed to answer to, but at the time I wasn't really sure what it was. I just knew that it was there, and it just lay dormant for a while as I did all of my design work. And the more I worked with people and getting their input on the interiors that I did, you think, oh, it's simple, you make a space beautiful, everybody's happy, but it was so much more than that. The clients were saying more about, you know, it just feels amazing in here, and how did you know that I needed these colors, and I had no idea that our family was going to be happier in this space. And even though that wasn't the initial thing that we were after, those things just kept happening. And then I started being called the psychic designer because I could just see how the space was going to be, and I knew how it was supposed to be, what colors and all the textures and all of these things. And so that was just a little red flag on that end. But then my own personal journey of being diagnosed with bipolar, ADHD, or what, you know, that was just a typical, you know, just a diagnosis that I don't adhere to now. But with my son being diagnosed with ADHD, I started looking into all these things, going through all the, you know, the different medications for these things, and realizing that it just, none of it felt right. And I tried yoga for the first time, and discovered meditation through that. And that was my aha moment, that it made me feel so amazing. And over a short period of time, was able to eliminate all medications for myself and my son.
Wow.
And then literally at 3 o'clock in the morning, one morning, this is after a few years of discovery and being what I call a holistic whore, just kind of going around and trying every therapy I could to see what would help me personally and what could help my family in turn. But woke up in the middle of the night, one night, with this amazing idea, thinking, oh my God, I have this amazing idea now. What do I do with it? I knew that I had to combine my talents as a designer and an artist and my love for meditation to help other people. So not just to teach them how to meditate and relax, but to create the perfect, balanced, and holistic environment. Because if your interior environment doesn't resonate with you, it's not healing, it's not balanced, then you might get good results with what you're doing for yourself or in the places that you go for therapy, but your results could be enhanced by having a better environment. So my place is a full wellness studio, but it combines so much more than just practitioners and services. It's about It's about the environment and how you feel when you're in here, the frequencies that are here, the vibration that's here. And that's the gist of it. But my personal journey is what led to what I do today and how I help other people. And I knew that if it helped me, that I certainly could help so many other people. And then that could hopefully be passed on as well to just help a great many in a lot of different ways. And so that is what I'm doing now in a lot of different ways.
Awesome. Well, I want to stop you and just kind of slow down a little bit because we'll get to all of that. But I want to say, like, it's so cool that you were able to figure out that these, you know, this kind of pathologizing and this whole idea of what you had and what you needed to do wasn't a good fit for you. And you were able to slow down and listen to your intuition and figure out, you know, something just doesn't feel right and I need some sort of plan or practice that speaks directly to me and to my family. And I just think that's so
exactly.
Wonderful. I think that our culture needs that right now. You know, we're just deluged by this kind of big pharma, large corporate, very personalized approach to life. And I think that
right.
in and of itself is deadening. You know, that in and of itself is pulls life out of things, and that can make people sick. So I think that it's just
exactly.
so wonderful that you realized how you needed to connect with these other modalities and there was another way for you to go.
Right, exactly. That's exactly right. And it was that was, I knew that aside from just feeling this big shift of how things were going to change. And when I say things, I mean, you know, the healthcare system and how the you know, corporate environment, all of these dynamics were evolving, changing, not always evolving the way we want them to, but changing. And I knew that this kind of, the kinds of things that I wanted to do are so needed and would be even more needed, you know, as time goes on. So definitely felt a lot of urgency there to do this.
So awesome. And so did you work in, I mean, I know that you did the art and I know that you did the interior design work. Did you do that for a significant number of years before you started collecting the energy and the vision to set up Om to Om?
Oh, yeah. So I was an professional interior designer for 22 years. That was my main. That was my main career. That was, you know, art and design were my life. You know, aside from, you know, my kids and family. And then as I started studying these things on my own and just doing things for myself. That's when, you know, awakening started happening and things were really happening for me. And that's when these other ideas came about. So I was actually running both businesses at the same time. So running my design business. Doing artwork and all of those things for 5 years fed this business Om to Om until I let go of all ego and decided to get rid of the design business. Not get rid of it, but really completely instead of merging, you know, and doing both, going right into the calling I know I have now. So, yeah, I was doing both for about 5 years.
Awesome, awesome. And did you have another place before Om to Om, or was Om to Om your first brick-and-mortar meditation and yoga studio?
Yeah, it was always Om to Om, but to get the idea, because I'm very visual, obviously, I had to get the idea out of my head and into a space. And at the time, 5 years ago, I had a friend who had just a small fitness studio, so I rented a 10x10 room from her just to get some of these light, color, and sound concepts out of my head and this environment type, you know, these ideas out of my head and into a space. So within a year, I grew enough the next year to take on a second brick-and-mortar location and just rented a little bit more space and a larger room. But again, it was just one room. But now I have a whole wellness center and getting ready to expand again in about 4 months.
That's awesome. I think that a lot of folks who listen to this show are entrepreneurial-minded, and so I always think that's a practical piece, like how you went from the vision to having your first space to imagining your second space to building your different, modalities and all of that. It's such a nice piece to bring to the show because then people can imagine doing it themselves, you know?
Well, it is, and that's, I mean, I could devote the entire show to just that because I'm so passionate about it. And when you have a dream, you know, you have a passion, and you realize it's not just that, it becomes, it's a calling, it's something that was actually encoded in you to do, and that's how I felt. I couldn't ignore it. It was painful after a while to just, to not, to go, you know, further with it, and I changed my whole life around it. I mean, absolutely everything
that's
about
so
my life has changed, for the better, but a lot of major, major changes in the past 5 years, all because of, you know, hey, meditation feels awesome. Let's look into that.
That's so cool. You know, and that is having that kind of faith to be able to lift your life and move it in another direction. It's just, I think that we live in a culture that it's hard to do that, but people
right.
have much better lives when they do accept that calling
right.
and that, you know, that space.
It's all about, it's all about allowing, and that's what I tell people when they come into my space, too. You know, this is all new. It can seem kind of strange at first. It's learning something that you haven't tried before, perhaps. You know, it's just all so different, but just allowing, A, the time to take for yourself, just to even walk in here and see what it's all about, but taking the time to learn something new. So, you know, that being said, it's the same with starting something, you know, you feel you have a calling for that you just want to try. I mean, literally, we only live on this earth, you know, once, you know, so you've got to, why not? What do you have to lose? You know, you have more to lose by not ever trying it.
Absolutely.
So, and that's how I felt. It just, you just, if you have a passion, you just, you have to go for it. And if you put that out there and project that, then things are just going to start happening.
Absolutely, and the fact that you model it for other people, you know, I think that when you have that calling and you accept that journey, then you model it for people who are in different stages of development on that journey. So that's so wonderful that you do that. And that you
and
have
that's a
people.
Big part of... It's a big part of what I want to do, too. It's, there's so much more to this, you know, and to what I want to do other than, I mean, everything that I offer here is wonderful, but to be a mentor, a teacher, and just someone that relates, you know, I call myself, you know, it's a real human to real human is how I interact with people. I've got issues just like everyone else does. You know, I still have to practice what I preach, and sometimes, you know, the Italian girl does come out a little bit more than I want her to, and I've got to work on that. But people can relate to that. They need to know that you're human and that I have dreams just like they do, and this is what I did, and this is what I still do to keep those dreams alive, and I want to be inspiring and empowering to anybody who has a dream, no matter how small or how big it is.
Absolutely. I think it's Edinger who said the relationship is what heals. So, I mean, I think that you're
really
speaking to that, you know, that it is being real and being honest and being vulnerable with your clients that that helps them be able to connect with their own dreams. So that's wonderful.
Right. And, of course, you have to find that. You do have to find that balance, you know, just like I speak balance to clients about, you know, you can't just go too much in this direction here. You still have to balance out your life in other ways, too. So, you know, that's important as well.
So wonderful. So let's get to the things that you offer at Om-Tom, because I'm looking at your menu now and it says prescription packages, private instruction, bodywork workshops, the Om Room. My cat is jumping on the computer. Hang on here. the Light Room, the Om System, events, meet the peacekeepers and get in touch. So I want to make sure that you have time to share about all of those different things. Where do you want to go first? What do you feel called to talk about?
Well, there's just so much. Well, we'll talk about the we'll talk about what I call a peace prescription, and I normally hate the word prescription, but it's something that people understand, and it's it's a term that I use here, but it involves peace instead of pills. So what
Wonderful.
I do is, you know, when somebody comes in, there's an assessment that goes on, and we chat, you know, we get to know each other a little bit. I show them around, obviously, but, you know, we learn what, you know, what moves the person, why are they there, what goals, you know, what they like to work on. You know, maybe they simply just want to come in and relax, you know, and get away from everything, or maybe there's some serious goals that they want to reach, some attachments that need to be dropped. Whatever that is, we try to find out as much about that as possible. But then using all of the different services that I have here, I form a peace prescription for the client. So I, based on my intuition and my empathic ability, as well as, you know, all the services that I have here, I choose what might work best for the client to get them to where they want to be. So I'll give them suggestions as to what services they should try. And I don't suggest services that I don't think they're going to resonate with. And it's like any other prescription. They can choose to take it and, you know, fill it, or they can, you know, they can form their own prescription and do it their own way, but we do start out with a plan, and I like to form that first and get them started with that. So that's a big piece, and that's what people really seem to like, is actually having a plan to start with, but then always having a choice as to what they can choose and what they can do to help themselves while they're here.
I love that idea of a peace prescription, because so often our interfaces with the medical industry are not peaceful.
Right.
So it's nice, exactly.
Peace
prescription.
Exactly.
You know, this is the place to get serenity and healing, and
That's right, but always giving the client a choice too. I give
Absolutely.
You my suggestions, but you have control. It's about your healing, not mine. So that's always, you know, first and foremost. And my slogan is peace management and mind fitness. So I get really tired of hearing stress management, because why in the world do you want to manage something that you didn't want in the first place?
Right.
So,
absolutely.
So I help you to dissolve and deflect is what I call it for stress. And I help you manage the peace that you were born with, because we all were. We just forget what it feels like.
Exactly. How wonderful. That's awesome. And so you have different modalities that the cat's back on my computer sliding your website up and down. Anyway.
I know, mine too.
Yeah, they're good at that. So you have different modalities, and you have different practitioners who practice those modalities, and that's called the Peacekeepers. Can you talk a little bit about how that grew and developed, and what you offer now in the way of that?
Yeah. Well, what I started with here, and probably one of the most popular modalities I have here is color, light, and sound therapy. And so most people, when they think of sound therapy, they just think of tuning forks and things like that, which are very beneficial. I take it a little bit further, though. In the color room, for instance, it's called the Om Color Light Room. And when you go in, you'll see there's some projected morphing color in a wave, like it looks like a water reflection pattern that's on all the walls. But I'm able to isolate any color or a number of colors depending on what we assess the client needs. So color, they're able to, you know, it has its own resonance, its own vibration, and even though it looks really pretty, we forget that we're actually soaking it in too. So that's the premise behind the room, is you're seated, you get to look at this beautiful morphing reflective color, but if we isolate a color, I also have the sound frequency for each color as well. So the person is looking at the color and just relaxing, but also listening to the sound frequency of that color that we've assessed, layered with music or ambient sound, whichever they might want. And it's just a really nice, relaxing session, but your body's doing the work by soaking in all the vibes and the resonance of the sound and the color. So you're totally immersed in the color that you need. So you can do a chakra balancing and do all of the colors, or we can isolate a color depending on what you need. But I also do where we can isolate color in this room too, meaning if we assess that you need, you need purple, for instance, to make you feel more relaxed, but we also want to work on specific chakras, then I can isolate that color. And also, so if it's purple and we're working on your higher energy centers, your higher chakras, then that color is going to be projected directly on the brow and crown chakra area. So I can isolate the color with different lights that I have on certain parts of the body or different organs that you might have issues with, that kind of thing. So it's a pretty involved room, but it's mostly just very relaxing for the client. So that's one of the healing modalities that I use here, and that's the Own Color Light Room.
Awesome, because, you know, I've heard people doing chakra balancing and doing toning and you know, doing meditation around chakras, but I think it's so wonderful to bring it into the space in, like, you know, a literal way, like literally to bring the colors and stuff. What got you to come up with that? Because the thing is, I think that people think that they have to work really, really hard and, you know, take on something that's so foreign and so, you know, difficult, and in reality, the body is designed to heal itself. So I think that's what you're getting at, like this idea that, you know, if you have the right colors around you, the right energies, the right sounds, the body knows exactly what to do, and that it's this kind of stress, that, like you're talking about, like this stress that we associate with the healing process that can make us more sick, and so it's so very simple, and it seems simple, like when you go into a color room like that, like you're talking about,
right?
But it is so powerful.
It's very powerful. And we forget how powerful color is. We're surrounded with it. You know, we choose the colors that we wear for a specific reason. We eat foods because they look, or, you know, and we don't choose them because maybe we don't like the way they are or what color they are. You know, we paint our rooms specific colors because they have a vibration. Just because we're not bouncing off the wall, feeling the vibration, doesn't mean it's not penetrating us and even getting to us on a working on us at a cellular level even. So color is extremely powerful and has been since ancient times. And I've just expanded, you know, that knowledge and I'm just applying it in different ways. And I even give what's called a color prescription as well. So not only is the person coming in here to have a color session and using those modalities that I have, I'm suggesting different things that they do on their own. And I actually write up, you know, what chakra they might want to work on, what colors they might want to wear, stones they might want to have, colors, for right down to, you know, painting your nails a certain color if you need to.
Yeah.
But also, I also prescribe different, and I'm using the word prescribe in a loose term here, if we're talking about peace prescriptions, but different colored bottles. You know, sometimes I send home just colored glass bottles, and you can get them on your own as well. But putting simple, you know, water in the color that you need in that colored glass bottle in the sun for a couple of hours, and then drinking that water. So sounds really simple, and what the heck, will this really work? But it's just a piece of that color puzzle. The water takes on the frequency of that color, and you're drinking it. It's just one more way to soak in the color that you need, but also doing it in other ways. So it's very much in depth. It's not just go in here and sit in an orange room. There's a lot to it, and there's a lot of thought that went into it, and a lot of thought that goes into each client and what they need too.
Clearly. I just think it's so cool. I actually was laughing when you were talking about painting your fingernails, because I paint my toenails based on shifting chakras. Like, I've done it for years, you know, working with different chakra energies. But I just think it's so wonderful that you are kind of, I guess, bringing it into the light of day in such a literal way. You know, people always add, like, all of the scientific reasons why it works and, you know, the spectrum of light and all of that. But just to say, you know, it can be as simple as eating carrots because you need more orange, you need more second chakra energy and this sort of thing. And then what it does is it puts the power in the hands of the client to be able to figure out what works for them, you know?
Right. And that's where the power always needs to lie. And so that's why I work the way I do, because they do have a choice. You know, this is what I'm suggesting that you do. You know, this is in addition to the other things that you might or might not be doing, but this is my suggestion. And it's just, you know, it's just wellness tools that I'm, you know, educating people on. And I definitely make sure that, you know, people have, you know, some tools to take with them, some knowledge to use on their own. So sure, I'd love to have people coming in here for sessions every single day and be dependent on it, but there are things that they can do on their own. And so again, that just gives them the power to heal themselves as well. And then from then on out, they just come in here and have, you know, have a tune-up now and then.
Awesome. So cool. Wow. And then now you are doing some workshops as well. Can you talk a little bit about that and your events?
Doing some workshops as well. But before I can talk about workshops, but I want to make sure I get to tell everyone about the Om Room also, because that's another very special room that I have
you
here.
Just take off.
So which do you want? Which do you want first?
Let's do the Om Room first because you brought it up. So let's do it that way.
The Om Room is as on my website, and part of what I do is, you know, I went designer, now meditation, certified meditation instructor. So I became a certified meditation instructor in several different modalities. So that, but what I do is I fuse those different modalities together, depending again on what the client needs, because not everybody is gonna, you know, resonate with one specific style of meditation or relaxation. So that's totally customized depending on the client. And the Om Room is just part of what that room does, is allowing clients to spend a little bit of time on their own after a one-on-one session with me to practice on their own in the stillness and the really nice, the beautiful space by themselves. So they can practice some of the techniques that I've shown them out in the larger room that I have here. We start out and I teach them some things, but again, at the end of their session, they get at least 15, 20 minutes on their own to practice what I just taught them. So you really can, you know, soak in the environment, and really it's fresh in your mind, and you can really think about what I just taught you. Because going back to the environment again, what I'm trying to do with this space is not just create a nice, peaceful space to look at and be in, but also to create a trigger. So an emotional and a physical trigger for the person. Mm-hmm. So when they're on their own, you remember how you felt when you were here, and you remember how your body reacted, what you felt, what you were thinking or not thinking. And so, again, when you're on your own, you remember that, and so does your body. So the Om Room is a more intense version of the larger room, meaning when you go in, there's soundproofing, sound baffling, I should call it, panel. So when you walk in, you feel the peace. The temperature is controlled. It's just a beautiful candlelit space where the person gets to sit and just be. So that's part of the instruction. But also, and how I originally created it was to be a solo experience, because at the time, years ago, I just wanted, myself personally, I just wanted to get away from everything and be alone. So I was like, yeah, everybody's going to want this because this is what I want right now.
Mm-hmm.
But it turns out that more people wanted that one-on-one attention, which led me to the meditation instruction certification. But originally, and I can still do this, is the solo experience, where I call it the get meditated experience, where you walk into the room and when there's not instruction going on or a student in there, there's a nice zero gravity chair that has a vibration feature to it, but it's also, you know, your feet are lifted up to heart level, so your body automatically begins to relax on its own, your blood pressure you know, stabilizes and all of that, and you can just feel the peace in your body. But also, there are different tools in there as well. So there's surround sound if the person doesn't want to have headphones on, but I also have headphones for music, sound frequencies, binaural beats and things like that. And on a large flat screen, I've developed with the 3D animation artist several visuals, and they just morph. They're based on fractal and sacred geometry, so they're always balanced and come back to center. So it's a visual tool for those who need it. And they can be, again, all of these images can be, you can select the color. So each image, I have one of 20 images, each can be done in whatever color you like, or they can go through all of the chakras for each image while you look at the image. So if you get distracted and then you look right back at the image again, because it's a balanced mathematical equation, it brings you right back to center without you having to try. And that's there for
that's
those
smart.
Who want it. Yeah, but I also have sound light sessions where, again, you're sitting in the zero gravity chair, you've got headphones on, and there's one of hundreds of programs that I have where you're listening to specific sound frequencies, binaural beats and dual binaural beats layered with music. And if the person chooses, I have LED color glasses. So the person's eyes are closed, but the colors, the LED colors, are pulsing in sync with the music and the brainwave frequency sessions. So your mind is processing the colors the way they want it to. And it's it's just a meditative experience. A person does nothing except have to relax and just take in. You're immersed again in this and all of the sensory information. But your body is doing with it exactly what it needs to do. And it's your body wants to balance and heal itself, and that's what happens. So for those who just want to be on their own, that's available too, and it's just a very nice special room. And we also do pranasage in there, which is another service that I offer. And that's one of our different practitioners.
When you're talking about this, I start to think about like stages of readiness and how you may have a client who this is really foreign to them, but they're exploring more kinds of awarenesses in themselves, or they haven't developed a strategy of self-care in their life, and all of a sudden they're surrounded by these wonderful lights and wonderful sound and vibration in the chair and all of this, noticing their body and noticing what they like and noticing how it's different than outside and how they can relax and slow down here. So I just think it's so nice that, you know, that it is self-led, that you give them these ways that they can go, prescriptions, so to speak, peace prescriptions, but then it is self-led, and they're at different stages of readiness, and they're going to take in the experience in different ways, and I just think that's just wonderful.
Right, and that's a big part of what the room is used for as well. So they can use it solo, but I use it for myself as well, and what I mean is to actually help assess a client too. Everybody that starts out here, even if they're going to do just one-on-one meditation with me and they say, I just want to learn how to meditate, I still have the client for at least their first session do 15 minutes. I call it an OM room session, where it's a relaxation for them, but it reintroduces them to that peaceful feeling, or what's called the relaxation response. And that is the exact opposite of the fight or flight response, which we're all used to. And so once they get introduced to that again, after the session's over, they're like, oh, so that's what it feels like to be peaceful. I forgot. But for me, I can assess, okay, how long were they able to get into that state? Did it take them very long? Based on just a few questions after they have this little session, I know what I need to work on with them. So it creates a really good starting point for me on how to further help someone. But again, it is an assessment, and I don't let anyone have this deep meditative experience for more than 15 minutes for the first couple of times, because if you're not at the stage of readiness, you know, because your body will start releasing things, you know, and just decide that, oh, wow, I'm healing. But, you know, that needs to be done in stages too. It needs to be done, you know, carefully and again, so I stress when I tell people about what we do here that I don't just throw someone into one of these therapies without assessing, you know, hey, where are you in life right now? What do you want to gain from it? Because you can move too quickly, and you can do too many modalities all at once, too, and just really, you know, wig yourself out a little bit if you're not careful. You need to slow down and assess for yourself. How do I feel after doing this? How do I feel after learning some breathing techniques? And so you know what's working and what isn't, instead of just, you know, creating a crazy mix of too many things at once.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's really awesome. So cool. So what else, let's see, what else is in your menu that you want to talk about here? Because I want to make sure I get everything.
Yeah, well, one of the other things I mentioned just super briefly, and that goes on in the OM room too, is called Pranasage. Pranasage is a mix of yoga and massage, but not massage in the sense of being, you know, hands-on, like, the true sense of the word, like most people, you know, think of when you think massage. So the practitioner who is certified in Costa Rica, the only place that you can get certified to do Pranasage, she uses her body to hold the client in specific yoga poses. And I don't mean very difficult poses. This is all very restorative, regenerative, and relaxing, unless it's an experienced yogi who wants to get further into their yoga practice, and then it can be more intense. But for the most part, it's very relaxing. She's using her body to put the client in specific poses. The client's completely relaxed, doesn't have to put forth any effort at all. She's doing it with her body and applying pressure in specific areas. We even work with chakras in that way as well. There are specific poses that can be used, and the client can be held in to open and balance the chakras as well, or just an overall just really nice experience. So and there's just balancing the body's energy, and it's just a different type of energy work, which is really, really unique, and I'm very particular about what I have here at the studio, and that was something that I just grabbed onto as soon as I found this person.
That's awesome. That's so cool.
Yeah.
That leads me to talk about the fact that these packages are very tailored to the individual. And I just think that's so cool because it can kind of become a one-size-fits-all model when you, even in wellness and even in holistic wellness care, it can become that way, you know. It can become just, oh, do this with the person, and people cannot be sometimes so present with the experience of being with a client, but it sounds like you really pride yourself and focus on being very, very present with where the client finds himself, what's coming up for them, what they need more
right.
of, and that you're really
right.
listening.
Right, very much so, which is it's very important to me just because of a lot of it, you know, I had a lot of negative experiences myself and trying to heal myself. Had a lot of great ones too, but it was enabled me to form, you know, what I wanted, you know, the old saying, treat others like you want to be treated. And this is it. So, and every client gets treated that way as if they were a family member that I was trying to heal, because essentially we all are. So that's exactly how I want clients to feel when they're in here. But yeah, very present. And I teach people how to be in the present moment. The core of what I teach is mindfulness. So if I don't do that, if I'm not, and my practitioners aren't mindful and in the moment with each client, then they're going to walk away yet again with something missing.
Not knowing what it is.
Yeah, exactly. Just kind of wandering around. So we
yeah,
want to try and
yeah.
help us, yeah, as much as, or at least be, you know, even if we're just the stepping stone to that next little awakening, or, you know, even if the person takes a break for a while after trying some things here and just letting it all soak in, you know, just being a holistic stepping stone is all I could ask for.
Well, I think it's so wonderful because, you know, I think in the metaphysical community, we always hear this thing about saying yes and being really, really positive. But I think you're helping people figure out what their no's look like too, you know, so that when they go
yeah.
out and they get substandard care and Western kind of a medical situation, allopathic,
right.
and they don't feel taken care of, or they don't feel seen, or they don't feel listened to, or like they can ask that question, or
right.
that you're providing an environment as a counterbalance. So they go, but when I went to OM, I felt this way, you know, and then hopefully
yeah.
they won't allow themselves to go back into that situation again.
Right, exactly. And it's about, you know, empowering, you know, empowering clients too, and not in an overly, you know, not in a negative way, just a very positive way. It's about, you know, body awareness, mind awareness, you know, like you were saying, how do you feel in these situations? And I work in depth with clients on those things. So how do you feel in these situations? Well, let's work through it. You know, let's, you know, really spend some time. And it can be all the things, those things can be applied day-to-day situations as well as, you know, other healthcare situations. And I'm very careful, too, to let people know, and other practitioners, too, that Om to Om is a wellness tool. I'm not here to preach that holistic is the only way. You know, it's the great way. It's a preferred way in my book, but we are a wellness tool for all to use, whether it's the client or the practitioner, the metaphysical community. It doesn't matter. We're all here to work together. And so this is a tool or a stepping stone to connect all those other pieces because, you know, traditional medicine is going to be necessary in some cases. So
yeah.
I'm very careful to let clients know that I'm helping you to be more in control, but I'm giving you some extra tools to use.
Yeah, I think that's really wonderful. I think it can be really easy to say, you know, Western medicine is bad, Eastern medicine or chakra balancing is good. And it is true that people make different choices in their lives and at different in different points in their lives need different kinds of supports, you know.
Right.
And only the individual can decide what that is.
That's right. And everything is, you know, I try to, you know, it takes a little while for some folks to really grasp, but I always try from the beginning to, you know, just for a minute, you know, remember or think, if you can, immerse yourself in the fact that everything is interconnected. And if you really visualize yourself as a ripple in the water that affects everything else, then everything you do or don't do is going to make a difference in some way. So there is no either or. It's all or nothing, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's really nice. That's awesome. That's so cool. So what else do you want to share about Om to Om? Oh, maybe about your vision, or it sounds like you've got something. What do you want to share?
Oh, well, I was going to say, did I take a breath?
No, you're fine.
Well, some of the other workshops that I've got going, I call them workshops or series, whatever you want to describe them as. I've been very careful about forming groups and things like that because I knew that they needed to evolve the way they were meant to, because, you know, it just seems like some of these different studios and yoga studios and whatnot, they as many workshops as possible, but are they all quality? So with me, you can have a really large menu and it all looks really good, but that doesn't mean it's all going to be done well. So I've taken some time to kind of let things evolve, and one of them is that I just started recently that has really taken off is walking meditation. So it's called Walking Om, and I do it at area parks twice a month, and it's just really feeling and being in the present moment as you walk at a much slower pace than you normally would, and really taking things in a different way. This is it's a free event that happens the second and fourth Saturday of each month, and we do different parks. And it's just this amazing experience. I take people through some mindfulness and breathing techniques before we go on a short walk. The whole thing lasts about an hour, and it's just a really nice, it's a very different experience, a different meditative experience to be mindful and in the present moment.
I love
and
listening
then,
to you
yeah.
speak about all of your services, because it's so clear how much thought and how much purpose has gone into each service. Right down to the names, Walking Om. Like it's poetic. You know, it's
well, you have no idea how late I stay up at night thinking about this stuff.
Good for you.
I do, because everything has to be just. It just has to be Omi. Everything has to be Omi.
So
that's one of the programs. But something that's just really taken off here is children's yoga. I feel like we have a lot of adult and grown-up services here, but I like to keep the energy rounded out with children's energy. So a couple of times a week on Tuesdays and Wednesdays we have kids yoga with a really wonderful instructor, and that's Tuesday and Wednesday mornings. And I've got a really cool new series that's starting called New Beginnings, and that's going to take place every Thursday evening, starting on the 1st of this month. And what that is for wellness, or I want to say it's more metaphysical, and it's for the spiritual community, those who have experienced some intuitive awareness workshops. It's more advanced, and this place becomes a nurturing, kind of a safe haven for empaths, intuitives, and those who know that they have some gifts and who are beginning to awaken and just would like some camaraderie and to be able to gather and, you know, just learn about some things that they didn't know before, to meditate together, and just kind of guide one another. Because, you know, as we all discover each other, we forget, you know, how wonderful it is to be able to actually, you know, talk about some of these things. You know, are you going through this yet? I don't know. Are you? You know, so it's just kind of nice. So that's something new that I'm doing with my my intuitive friend, Tisha DeWitt, and also Lisa Noland, who is a channel. So we'll be doing that every week, and that should be a lot of fun. And one last one. Go ahead.
Oh, Lisa's been on Inner Voice a couple times. So I know she's been on Inner Voice Intuitive Hour a couple times, and I love the work she does. So, yeah. I don't know the other lady, but I hope to
make
it out for myself.
Well, she's new.
So.
She's what I, you know, she's just, she's still doing her real job, I call it. And she's learned a lot in the past few years, and she's discovered her calling as well. And so, the three of us just, you know, we just felt this calling to offer something like this, where, again, we're not just sitting here teaching and preaching, we're sharing and guiding is what it's all about. So it's just a nice, but in a fun, you know, a fun, nurturing environment.
That's wonderful. I think that's so needed. You know, I think it's so needed for there to be an environment where it isn't hierarchical and it isn't I know something you don't know kind of thing, but it's really
support
for everyone.
We all have something to give, and, you know, it's not about competition. It's about sharing and, you know, helping one another and that sort of thing. Because, again, it's all interconnected, and we're each our own artists, you know. We could all try to paint the same painting, but it's not, you know. My famous saying is, you know, you ain't me. So there is no competition. You're you and I'm me, so let's just work together.
We can learn from each other. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's great.
And the last workshop that I have, I started a meditation group that will go on weekly, and that's every Tuesday evening, and that's just $10 a person here at Om to Om. And each Tuesday evening from 7 to 8, I'll be working with folks on just different breathing techniques, different modalities of meditation, relaxation. And again, it's a very nurturing environment for any level who wants to learn how to meditate or just feel better and would like to be in a group in order to do that. It's a nice, very peaceful, relaxing experience that we could all use once a week.
Awesome. That's awesome. So cool. Well, we just have about 7 more minutes, but I want to make sure that everybody knows where Om to Om is, how to get a hold of you for your wonderful services and all of these different options that you're offering.
Sure. We are located in Powell, Ohio, and the address is 324 West K Street. And we are just about a mile and a half away from downtown Powell, right off of Powell, also known as Olentangy Street. Very easy to get to also from Sawmill Road. So Sawmill Road from the freeway and then turning on to Powell Road from Sawmill. We can get there that way as well.
So wonderful. I look forward to seeing what you come up with in the future, because I can tell the wheels are always spinning. So
they are
fun to see.
Yes,
hear about
exactly.
All of that.
me and my late nights.
Good for you.
Well,
good
Jenny,
you.
Thanks so much for having me on the show. I really enjoyed it.
Oh, you're so welcome. Have a great evening, and thanks for sharing all your insight and wisdom with Inner Voice.
You're welcome. You too. Thanks. Bye.
Bye. Bye. That was Sherry Malakata from Om to Om in Powell, Ohio, offering some wonderful, wonderful hands-on spiritual services and deeper awareness practices. Thank you so much for listening to Inner Voice Intuitive Hour. I encourage you guys to check out the Thursday morning show on working with animal totems and spiritual development and using animal totems as a tool to different aspects of our psyche and different aspects of our spiritual development. That'll be at 11 o'clock on Michael Nate's intuitive coaching radio station. And I'm really looking forward to sharing that hour because this had like a real spiritual download, like I said. So I have some insight about these different stages in psyche in terms of archetypes. And if anybody really wants to delve in deeply, there's a wonderful book. There's two wonderful books. I'll just give a little heads up to people. By June Singer called Boundaries of the Soul. That is a great primer for people who are interested in understanding what Jungian psychology is about, because it's a little different than traditional psychology. It is about the idea that our souls are meant to be inspired, meant to do what it is we're meant to share, meant to connect with our deep unconscious so that we can turn it over and use it as fuel for our inner life and help serve people that way. So it is a little bit less about mind psychology and a little bit more about mind-body quantum practices, new thought practices. So I do encourage you to check out Journey Through the Archetypes with Boundaries of the Soul with Gene Singer. The other text that I'm going to be looking at a little bit is Ted Andrews' Animal Spirit. And that is a wonderful, wonderful book that connects you with all of your animal guides and shows how they show up in your life and what kind of things they have to offer you, maybe where your growing edges are, by noticing them more deeply and noticing their existence and how they thrive and how they grow in relationship to yourself. So I encourage you to check out that show, and I encourage you to check out Nora Lexalasa of the Intuitive Light Community on Sunday at 3 o'clock. I also think Nora will be doing a show, although I'm not exactly sure the details of that, called Nuriel Live, I think, on the same station on Intuitive Light Community Radio at, I believe, 8 o'clock on Friday. So I'll just put a little plug in for him there. And I'm going to take you out with the blessings. This song is A Little Piece of Heaven. It's by Dara Williams, and it is all about listening to synchronicity and noticing the magical patterns in our lives. Whatever you do between now and next week, go and make magic, feel magic, inspire magic, create magic, notice magic, turn over rocks to find magic under them, because that is what we're here for. Take good care, everybody. Bye now.